I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News, and this is our last week of the school year. For some people in the Midwestern U.S., especially Oklahoma, this week is starting off the same way last week ended, recovering from storms like this. Another round of tornadoes hit the region on Friday, tearing up land and destroying homes. The storms killed 19 people in parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas. The heavy wind and rain caused flooding in some places. You can see here where the water has just caused the ground to give way. This region is still dealing with the aftermath of the massive tornado the week before in Moore, Oklahoma. So imagine what it's like when you hear this kind of warning again. This video was shot by storm chasers, people who put their lives at risk to help gather information and warn the public about tornadoes. Three storm chasers were killed last Friday, a reminder of how dangerous this work is. Videos like this give you a sense of how destructive tornadoes are. Chad Myers offers another example.
We came across this car. I can't tell you what kind of car this is without looking at the blue oval that says Ford. If you were in this car at 200 mile per hour wind speeds, there's no place left for you inside. And then we came across the front. Just to get even more crazy, there's no engine left. It's gone. The transmission is gone. The engine is completely somewhere else.
Today's first shout out goes out to Mr. McGeehan's and Mr. Davis's history classes at Arise Academy Charter High School in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. What country is highlighted on this map? You know what to do? So is it Greece, Turkey, Iraq, or Syria? You've got 3 seconds. Go. That's the nation of Turkey, which is partly in Europe and partly in Asia. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
Some other facts about Turkey. It's a member of NATO. Its capital is Ankara. Its biggest city is Istanbul. And it just went through its biggest protests against the government in years. It started on Friday as a small, peaceful protest. People were upset about the government's plan to bulldoze a park in Istanbul for development. But that turned into this: Turkish security forces fighting against angry protesters for days. At some point, the protests went from being about a park to being about Turkey's government and prime minister. The protests spread to other cities. Riot police used tear gas, pepper spray, and water cannons against the crowds. By the end of the weekend, hundreds of people had been arrested and dozens were injured, both civilians and security officers. Protesters held control of the square in Istanbul where all this started.